This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So I don't know how the negotiations will go with the protesters at Columbia University to fold up the tents. But here's the takeaway, folks. You've got to negotiate with the protesters for them to fold up the tents, it looks like. It's a weird world that we're living in. We'll tell you that much. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. Hour number two now starting up. Now launching as we make our way to the stratosphere. Again, you're on the program. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you'll be off and running from there. In this hour, we'll talk a little bit about the Trump trial, of course. We've got a lot of other things to tell you about. Definitely chock full, even getting back with these protests in New York. You got the New York City Mayor Eric Adams. He's saying the outside agitators are behind the violence that's going on. It's interesting, isn't it, my friends, that our liberal mayors or liberal, liberal government officials, they start kind of finding out, don't they? It's hard to admit. I know that it's hard to admit, but they start finding out that their liberal ways, as it were, have really fostered a lot of this, a lot of these problems, a lot of this unrest. And then they kind of find themselves, it's kind of like the sanctuary city thing. It's like, okay, you know what? We are a sanctuary city. That's what we are. And because why? Because we care. And those terrible conservatives or those Republicans, they don't care. And they're just not with it. They don't understand. They don't get it. But we, on the other hand, we see ourselves as being a sanctuary until they start seeing a lot of illegal immigrants going into their sanctuary city or their sanctuary state. And then they start to figure out and say, why are you bringing all these people here? And I know I'm not necessarily trying to be funny, but it really is kind of an eye opener. Because if, you know, the idea of, well, we just want to have our cake and eat it too. We just want to say this really where the illegal immigrants belong in their estimation is just going to be in somebody else's backyard, preferably Texas, right? Preferably New Mexico, preferably Arizona. It is just don't bus them to where we are, Martha's Vineyard, or, you know, in New York City or places like that. I mean, we do have some standards to maintain after all. But it is interesting that a lot of times it comes in like a revelation. It comes in like a, okay, how did this happen? Because everything starts getting out of control. Same thing with, you know what, these laws and these prosecutions, they're just too much. It's too racist. It's too this. It's too that. And they use that as a blanket and as a cover to simply, you know, start degrading how the laws are enforced. And then suddenly it comes up to be, well, people are just stealing everything, left and right. They're walking into stores. They're coming into stores in mobs and taking things. And then, for example, the grocery stores. People come in. There's more stuff walking out the front door of your local grocery store than you probably know. And, you know, unfortunately, it's not a, quote, victimless crime because everybody has to pay more. And then you're also going to see stores close in some areas. And we've already seen these kinds of things happen where, okay, well, we're just going to close down the Target in this part of San Francisco. We can't take it anymore. and then people get mad. Well, that's mean. Why are you're closing down the store in that part of the city? Well, because of the crime, because of these things that, again, it's a lip service thing that's done by the far left, but it always ends up in being absolute total chaos and bedlam. And nobody can live their life in a peaceable way. And certainly, and I appreciate Mike's call in the first hour, by the way, again, because he mentioned Alec Baldwin, and I keep seeing this go by on the news channels and so forth. And yeah, this is another thing. There is no restraint. There's no filter for somebody. If they just want to target you and say what I told you to say, or do what I tell you to do, and perform the way I tell you to perform. That's not just Alec Baldwin's problem. This is a problem overall. Because, again, it's the notion that, well, I can just do whatever I want. I can act any way that I want to. That used to be, and that, by the way, I'm not talking about freedom. I'm not talking about being free and pursuing your dreams and doing the kinds of things that we do as a free people. Move around the country. You know, you don't need papers to get in your, well, I'm going to say this. This could be a trigger warning, so I'm just going to let you know. You're free to get into your gas-powered internal combustion engine vehicle, and you're free to drive from whatever state you're in right now and just drive across the country. And you don't need papers. You don't have to show your papers everywhere you go. I mean, we have legitimate freedom in this country to be able to do things. But freedom isn't the ability to constantly disrupt everything, in my opinion, because typically, honest people and reasonable people don't do that. But what we see happening with these protests is it goes beyond, I think, the notion of you want to have a protest and you want to wave your Palestinian or your Hamas flag. And you want to scream, we're all Hamas and whatnot. Yeah, well, you have a right to protest. But these universities are talking about the safety and security and the other disruptions that are going on. That's something to be said for that. All right, folks, when we come back, we'll talk about the Trump hush money trial and much more. Your calls to 949-822-7959 on this wonderful Wednesday morning. It's the early morning. But that's where we excel, folks. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The sun is a mighty powerful heat, but it's almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable.
Burning my feet, just walking around.
You're listening to Kyle Wine.
Hot sun, making me sweat.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And I have to admit, and I don't think I've ever said this. Maybe I have. But I do have to admit that I can't dance. I really can't. welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course, as we head through hour number two of the broadcast this morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. If you're a first-time caller, 949-822-7959. And don't forget, you know, we're pretty harmless here on the show. And if you've never had an opportunity to call, if you have something you'd like to opine about, something you'd like to talk about, well, that's the first time caller line number. See how different it is from the regular number? All right, 949-822-7959. KyleWarrenShow.com is my home website. You can head over there if you want to send us a direct message this morning as well. All right, so the Trump trial continues. Day two continued, and we heard in the testimony, I believe, about how the National Enquirer guy, Pecker, would catch and kill stories, basically, is what we understood. But this from New York Post. And by the way, I think, don't they have a quote from Donald Trump, if I recall correctly, where he said, no, I don't want to do that. Don't do that, because that kind of stuff always gets out, right? But the New York Post has an interesting story here. The Trump hush money prosecutors admit the entire case rests upon proving a complex conspiracy centered around the 2016 election. Prosecutors at Donald Trump's hush money trial Tuesday let slip their entire case rests on the legal theory he was part of a conspiracy to corrupt the 2016 election. By the way, this is just the first sentence here, and I'm already thinking, well, wait a minute. Well, if I create a fake Steele dossier and I try to get out there and make people think that Russia, 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 and Vladimir Putin is working to get Donald Trump elected, when and now even with the further information that we have, right? It's no, they didn't want Donald Trump. Putin didn't want Donald Trump. Putin wanted Hillary Clinton. Putin loves Biden. You know who else loves Biden? Beijing. Beijing loves Biden. Maybe that's a T-shirt. Beijing loves Biden. Because they know that they can get away with everything. Not just a little of the things, but a lot of the things. All the things. It looks like they can get away with. So, again, back to the article. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee is charged with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, a crime which is usually a misdemeanor. To elevate the charges to a felony, prosecutors have to show Trump lied on the documents with the intention of committing another crime. Prosecutor in the case, Joshua Steinclass, told Judge Juan Merchan that Trump's lawyers during a sidebar Tuesday, quote, the entire case is predicated on the idea there was a conspiracy to influence the election in 2016, according to a report by CNN. Another prosecutor, Matthew Colanejo, told jurors during opening statements on Monday, Trump orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 election, then covered up that conspiracy by lying in his New York business records over and over again. You can almost hear it now, right? Despite those claims, no federal charges have been brought against Trump for interfering in the 2016 election, but Manhattan prosecutors claim Trump and his partners broke local election law by conspiring to illegally promote a candidate. Trump's lawyer, Todd Blanche, also pushed back at the notion of a conspiracy to affect the results of the election during his opening Monday, saying, quote, there's nothing wrong with trying to influence an election. Oh boy, the next sentence will really wow you, and I'm sure wowed most of the prosecutors. It's called democracy, unquote. And, you know, again, it's kind of like, you know, Adam Schiff, by the way, here in California, is running for Senate, as we all know. And you've all heard me make fun, just ruthlessly make fun of his television commercials. But he's trying to influence the election, isn't he? He's trying to put his best, quote, best foot forward. And he's out there talking about this is why we fight. And as I've said, I don't know what that means. That triggers me a little bit because does Adam Schiff want to fight me? I don't understand. He just said, this is why we fight. And that, to me, sounded a little too much of violent imagery, you know. And, of course, I'm being facetious. All politicians say, we're going to fight like hell. We're going to do this. And we're going to go down the arm. We're going to do this thing. And that's how they talk, right? It's kind of like when you say the economy could be so bad or this economic issue could become so bad that it could be a bloodbath, right? Well, that doesn't mean, you know, all the liberal talk shows and stuff, you know, try to make it out to be. Trump's calling for a bloodbath. No, he's not. You know, it's just after a while, it's a little silly. But he says, his lawyer, Todd Blanche, said, there's nothing wrong with trying to influence an election. It's called democracy. Trump, 77, is accused of having his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, pay a porn star, Stormy Daniels, $130,000 in the lead-up to the 2016 election to keep her quiet about claims she had a one-night stand with Trump. Prosecutors say the law was broken when Trump tried to hide the payment by logging the reimbursements to Cohen as legal expenses in 2017. Legal experts previously told the Post that District Attorney Alvin Bragg's case is, quote, going to be very, very complicated to prove, unquote. And the case wades into uncharted legal waters. Well, here we go again. Whenever it's about Donald Trump, it's always uncharted legal waters. That's maybe the catchphrase that just really is operative here. It's always about this is uncharted. We've never seen this before. We've never quite twisted everything the way that we're doing right now in order to be able to bring charges against Trump. Because why? Because Trump's trying to steal our democracy. Trump is the worst possible thing in the entire world. Don't pay any attention to masses of people on college campuses taking over in tent cities and then exclaiming, we are Hamas, and Israel's got to go, basically. Pay no attention to that. That will not influence our society. It's not any kind of a problem whatsoever, right? But Donald Trump's trying to steal our democracy, by the way. All right, so, again, the legal experts previously told the Post that District Attorney Alvin Bragg's case is, quote, going to be very, very complicated to prove, and the case wades into uncharted legal waters. Outside court Monday, Trump defended himself, claiming, I was paying a lawyer, and we marked it down as a legal expense. Some accountant I didn't know marked it down as a legal expense. That's exactly what it was, and you get indicted over that? Prosecutors had previously floated three different... In other words, I wonder what it should have said. I mean, is Alvin Bragg and the Democrats and some of the liberal talk media people, I mean, do they really think that it's that somehow what is called for, and again, I'm not justifying anything. I'm not excusing behavior. I'm not doing anything like that. What I'm saying is that in your business records, would you put it down $130,000 payoff to porn star? Okay? It should be filed under hush money. I mean, it seems to me that that's what they're expecting. And again, I'm not trying to be overly flippant about the whole thing, but, you know, it is interesting how they're trying to make this into something. Prosecutors had previously floated three different legal theories for the second layer of wrongdoing, saying Trump lied on business records to commit campaign finance fraud, tax fraud, and election fraud. Trump allegedly violated tax law by falsely calling Cohen's payments income. He allegedly breached campaign finance law by exceeding the $2,700 cap on the amount someone can contribute to a campaign when he allegedly ordered Cohen to pay Daniels $130,000 to benefit his campaign. Trump's lawyers will likely attempt to combat all three theories by arguing their client never meant to hide the payout to Daniels. The trial resumes on Thursday. Well, I'm telling you, folks, it is interesting that every time we're talking about Trump, we're always wading into uncharted legal waters. This has never been done before. We've got to make this up. We've got to put this together. We've got to cobble it together in order to try to make it stick. And it seems like this is one heck of a big time waster, at least on their part, because it gets Trump off the trail. It shifts the focus. And I don't know. I mean, I would just be curious. Have they looked at all the other politicians on this, or is it just Trump? I'm just curious. All right. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
USA News Update. David Pecker, a witness for the prosecution, returned to the stand in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York City Tuesday. The former National Enquirer publisher is accused of paying Playboy model Karen McDougal $150,000 as part of an alleged catch-and-kill scheme to suppress a story about an affair involving the former president. Prosecutors aiming to establish a pattern that connects to the alleged $130,000 payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Pro-Palestinian protests are escalating on college campuses across the nation. Demonstrators at Columbia University are demanding that the Ivy League school divest from companies they accuse of benefiting from Israel's violations of international law and Palestinian rights. Later this week, severe thunderstorms could bring hail, wind damage, and tornadoes to the central U.S. The initial wave of severe weather forecast to impact the Plains Midwest beginning Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Wednesday is a good day. I think it is. I really do think it is. And we're having a great time here on the program this morning. And we're talking about a lot of these things that just seem to almost be insurmountable sometimes, it seems. And it does become very daunting, doesn't it? And I think that's part of what's going on around us. Part of what's going around around us is this, again, this notion that there can be no sort of settling down of anything. Your entire life is constantly being bombarded by these problems that keep coming from every single direction. And I don't think what I'm saying is I think it's more by design than anything else. And just the inability for people to find common ground is getting very, very out of hand, I think. But once again, folks, 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. It's 949-822-7959. The Fed looks like it might cut rates in September, maybe once more this year. Well, folks, I don't know. Are we going to get to the magical 2% inflation rate that the Fed said was its target? I don't really think so. I think it's going to be – there's going to be some revisionism that goes on in all of this. This from Reuters. The U.S. Federal Reserve will wait until September to cut its key interest rate, according to a majority of 100 economists polled by Reuters. So these are just the opinions, really. With half saying there will be only two cuts this year and only about a third forecasting more. The change in the outlook from a June start and the two or more additional cuts in a poll published a month ago follows evidence of persistent strength in the U.S. labor market and a series of stronger-than-expected inflation data. Fed Chair Jerome Powell also said Tuesday, quote, the recent data indicate that it's likely to take longer than expected to achieve that confidence, unquote. The inflation is falling back to the U.S. Central Bank's 2% target, remarks that dimmed hopes for rate cuts anytime soon. Financial markets, which earlier this year were pricing 6 Fed rate cuts starting in March, are also expecting the first reduction in September and one more in either November or December. Well, you tell me, folks, whether or not there's going to be, at least if we look in the crystal ball here at this time, I don't know. Do you think that there's going to be a reduction in inflation such that the Fed says, okay, we can start cutting these rates down? Or, like we just saw in the latest CPI numbers that came out just recently, that inflation remains very hot. And you've got this kind of weird sort of thing happening. You've got inflation that continues to be high. You've got people that in some ways are maintaining spending. In other ways, they're not, as we all know. You know, it was Tony in Tampa who called in hour number one and talked about the price of gas in his area in Florida. Well, here in Southern California, the last I saw as I was driving earlier today or yesterday, as the case may be, the like 87 octane fuel, the lowest, of the three typically offered at gas stations, it was $5.29 a gallon. $5.29 a gallon. So, even no matter what, the relative high cost of gas in different parts of the country still elicits the same response, I think, and that is people eventually know that they've got to cut back their spending. Oddly enough, if people start cutting back their spending, you might see a little bit of reduction in inflation. But that's not the way to get there, though, is it? And, you know, the way to get there is to provide more opportunity, right? Be able to have the costs come down organically, especially where fuel is concerned. But then also, and this is something that we're not hearing a lot about in the presidential campaigns necessarily, it is mentioned, but it's not, it's hard for it to take on the role that it really needs to take on. And that has to do with government spending. And obviously, if we could get a handle on that, you could really start to get a handle on inflation overall. But it's very, very difficult because everybody's got their own particular pet project. They got to bring federal money back to their district or to their state. And the spend and print the money, and it just continues on and on. And that is not a good recipe for getting our economy to be strong. But we keep hearing, well, it's strong. The economy is actually booming. It's actually doing this and that. And I just don't know. Is it booming for you? Is it booming for your neighbors? Is it booming for your family across the country, you know, in some other place? I mean, is everything so hunky-dory that you would just have to say, well, why are we even discussing the economy? Why is this even a problem? Why could this be an issue for Joe Biden? And the answer is they're all obvious, right? That you have a lot of pain and anguish going on out there. Meanwhile, you have people who are trying to tell you, well, numbers are good and this, that, or the other thing. And so therefore, what you're experiencing is either an aberration or you're just not perceiving it right because you don't understand the economics of it. And I don't think it's because we don't understand the economics of it. Fed Chair Jerome Powell also said on Tuesday the recent data indicates likely to take longer than expected to achieve that confidence, as we were saying, that inflation is falling back to the U.S. Central Bank's 2% target. That remain the remarks that dimmed hopes for any rate cuts anytime soon. Financial markets, which earlier this year were pricing 6 Fed rate cuts, as I was saying, in March, are also expecting the first reduction in September and one more in either November or December. Well, we'll see. The operative thing that's going on here is the election. And And so, okay, so if you have the Biden administration and they really think that somehow or some way they're going to get the rate cut, they want it to come right at the right time so that they can say, and I think they wanted to have it already, but because they want to say, look, everything's getting better. The rates are coming down, and so you shouldn't feel so bad. So we're in charge. We're in control. Four more years. But at the same time, if the Fed really looks at this kind of thing, then they'll be hopefully cognizant of the idea that they'll be juicing the election. Talk about influencing an election. If you run out there and cut rates right at this some crucial moment in the campaign, well, that looks pretty bad, doesn't it? Oh, well, it's independent, and that's what they're doing. You know, this is what we're supposed to find out about or to believe, I suppose. And we'll be talking more with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, later on in next hour, in hour number three. So we'll bring up some of these things to him as well. Always good to get his take on this kind of stuff. But that spending is definitely not going to be helpful, all the government spending that we're seeing. I mean, that's why you need to have cuts. Well, that sounds just so terrible. What are you, for austerity? No, I'm not for austerity. You know what I'm for? I'm for getting the deficit and the debt under control before we have to get to austerity. You know, we hear about this in other countries, the austerity measures that have been, brought down upon the people or making everybody crazy. And we don't need to go through that here. At least I hope we don't have to. But that's the only way to do it. It's far too long that the government can simply do whatever it wants to do and spend whatever it wants to spend and not get a handle on the spending or the deficit each year, right? Or with the overall national debt. And I love what Aaron in Denver says. That's trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions. And Aaron's got it exactly right. And how do you even start to pay down something like that? Well, you know, the 1,000-mile journey starts with one step, right? Well, you got to start finding places to cut. Otherwise, those cuts will be made for you at some point. Just like you and I in our kitchen table budget. If you don't get a handle on it, eventually it's going to get a handle on you. I think that's just logic. And that's just people's life experience across the highways and byways of the land. And if we understand that, you know, why on earth can't we translate that, you know, into government spending? Well, of course, it's very complicated because of all the different special interests that are involved, of course. But that's one way to try to make sure that you and I, people across the highways and byways, can have a much more prosperous existence. And we can do it because this is the land of opportunity. This is why this land is here, folks, this country of ours. All right, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. We got a very, very important song dedication this morning. Hope you can join us. Stay right there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Right, everybody. So Frederick, listening up in New York City this morning, says it's cloudy and 49 degrees, and he says, so I guess Joe Biden's new campaign slogan should be, there were fine people on both sides. Yeah, he says, looking forward as always to a great commentary. Well, thank you very much, Frederick. Appreciate it so very much. And yeah, in fact, next hour, we're going to be talking about some of those Joe Biden comments where he was asked about did he condemn the anti-Semitic protests and these kind of anti-Semitic calls that are going on. And then he also said, well, you know, I condemn those who don't understand, well, don't get what's happening to the Palestinians and so forth. So, yeah, we got some pretty good reaction to that, I think. So we're actually going to be talking about that next hour as well. So thank you, Frederick. Appreciate it. And, folks, as I mentioned before, we kind of had another dedication that we wanted to do this morning. First hour, of course, we had the dedication from Driver Ron to Mrs. Driver Ron with a great song called Neon Moon. And this particular dedication is going to go out to Lucy in Sarasota. And got a message from Lucy earlier today. And it's, you know, we had reported the other night that she had had a little bit of a setback and so forth. So, you know, it doesn't seem like things are going very well, but we're pulling for you, Lucy. And we're absolutely, I know there are so many people that are out there right now. They're praying for you, and they are thinking about you, as we've talked about this overnight community. And it's just another way that we all kind of pull together. So a lot of times just knowing that there are people out there who are thinking about you and praying for you, I think hopefully can do a lot of good. But she has some very kind words for us. She says, I love your show. I love Driver Ron. I love Denise. I love music so much. And she says this, folks, and this is really quite touching. She says, Sarasota is like the warm blanket you wish for when things go south. Please stay with me, Kyle and friends. You know, and we aren't going to stay with you. We're not going anywhere, Lucy. And, you know, it's been quite a journey to know where you've been, where you kind of started, where you discovered the program, and we've been with you there. And it's done my heart a lot of good, and to know the kind of impact that we're having. But again, I know that everybody's joining together. I'll just say it one more time. Everybody I know out there is praying for you. They're thinking about you. This morning, I want to send out a particular special song to Lucy. And it's not a rocker. It's not a very fast song. In fact, it's a live version. And it's a very special song for Lucy. So I want to play it for her, especially this morning, everybody. This is a really great live version of Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks, but you've also got the guitar player Lindsey Buckingham playing along. Just Lindsey and Stevie, and this is for Lucy. So we're just sending out our best wishes to you this morning, Lucy. Here we go. It's a great song, and it's called Landslide. Stevie Nicks.
This is for you, Daddy. Took my love and I took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hill. Till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is
sending this out this morning, of course, to Lucy in Sarasota. And we just wanted to do that as a special dedication this morning as well. And I hope that Lucy, you're up and awake with us this morning and to hear this. And again, to know that a lot of people out there really pulling for you. And that's one of the great things about this program. It's one of the things that I think helps to set this program apart from a lot of what else is out there, especially overnight in America. And so that's our pleasure. And so once again, folks, we're glad that you're with us. We're glad to be there. And somebody else that we're glad is there this morning is none other than Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
All right. Well, you know, as usual, no shortage of stuff to talk about. I heard that they're trying to negotiate with the Columbia protesters to see if they can ever get them to fold up their tents. You know, they do have finals and graduation coming, and I don't know. Things don't bode well right now.
They don't. And this thing is kind of taking on a global, not just a national situation here, but it's also taken on, because now you've got the same kind of pro-Palestinian groups that are over in Egypt, and they're burning down homes of Coptic Christians.
That's terrible. That's yeah, but you're right. See, that's the thing. It starts like, you know, just evolving in this terrible, terrible manner, and it's all focused on Israel. That's the thing.
Well, and you know, if, I would say that Netanyahu and the leadership of Israel can stand on ceremony now and with their hands on their hips and says, see, you know, this is what we've been dealing with. So welcome to our world, just to kind of be snarky.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but it's true.
It's very true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And
terrible.
And it doesn't, I just don't know, like, for example, I mean, this is kind of more of a, I guess it's more of a logistical kind of thing, but obviously these colleges, they're in the east, and then they're all in very close proximity in many cases. They are going to have their graduations. I wonder what the Hamas protesters have in store for that.
There's no way to know. But you know what? It's really taken the luster away, you know, the shine away from all of this for the college experience for a lot of these students now, whether you're Jewish or not, because of what they have to, what to deal with. So I would say these Ivy League schools and the elite schools are going to have to do some rethinking, because I think their reputation can never be restored on this one.
I think you're right. I think this is a long road. They've gone very far afield on this. And you know, it's really sad, you know, because there just seems to be this corruption of something that should be a good thing overall. But you've got some of these different professors and so forth. I mean, it's no wonder that we have the kind of, it's almost like there's a, I'll use the term radicalization, but that's kind of what it is. It's one point of view and that's it.
It's not a new phenomenon. This really began in earnest under the Obama administration. I remember Richardson, one of the former governor and ambassador, who's now dead, by the way. He was helping to promote what they call Middle Eastern studies into these universities because he wanted the money for it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay right there, Denise. We're coming up to the top of the hour, everybody. When we come back, much more on this with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Stay right there.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.